it's winter time and the weather's fine. The snow on the woods and field when I revealed my snowmobile. Thrill by thrill by gully and hill, baby, it'll make you feel like an outdoor meal on a snowmobile. Listen to the sound of the belts go round when the winter carnival's here. And oh, what fun at the crack of the gun when the whole gang disappears. The race is on from the bush to the pond and back where the judges feel you've won.
Barbecue Bob, where do you find this stuff, man? I got to tip my Stormy to you there because that one is
isn't
a song
nice?
I've never heard.
Isn't that nice?
I have never heard that one. But our producer, Brian, thanks for pulling that up and making that happen because you are listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network, and this is all about kicking off the winter and the new year. And we've been talking a little bit of ice fishing with Chaz Thompson on from USA Ice Fishing and Schmoe's Brewery. And now we're going to talk a little bit of sledding with one of your buddies.
That's right. It's that time of year when, you know, everybody's heading up north to do something. Ice fish, ski, snowmobile, whatever. Just look at the snow. I mean, some people drive up to Lake Superior to look at the ice caves like my wife does when they're around. So there's lots of great things to do in Michigan. And one of my favorite year-round buddies, whether it's hunting, fishing, or whatever we're doing, is a guy named Ted Baukamp from New Life Transport. And he's on the live line right now. Probably heading up north, aren't you?
We're all packed up and heading to Grand Marais.
That's great. So Ted is the guy with the 52 Trotwood on Whipple Lake where we deer hunt.
And with the cement floor.
With the cement floor.
It is a rare version with a cement floor.
She drags a little bit when you pull her down the road, but we get there and there's no mice.
Chaz is kind of related to this story, too, because sometimes I have a six-gallon canister of Schmoe's beer with me when I go up there. Right. It's happened before.
Right. True.
So anyway, we want to tune people up on some good tips for snowmobiling in the UP, and you go up. You've gone for 20 years now, and there's a lot of do's and don'ts. Some of the things we want to know are, where are some good trails, and then where are the good places to stop if you're up there on your sled for some good food?
Well, the best snowmobiling from our experience in the UP is in an area they call the Snow Belt. And the Snow Belt basically is from Munising to Paradise, north of the main crossroad across the UP, M28. And in that area, of course, Paradise has got a lot of nice places, a lot of good restaurants and stuff. In that area, the bottom end of it towards the middle is Newberry. Newberry's got a lot of things going on there. As you get farther to the west towards Munising, there's a place called the Bear Trap right off the trail that's really good. And there's a couple of places in Seney that are good, too. I think Lake Superior Brewing is up in Grand Marais on the north end of things. But that whole general area basically is the best trails you find, you know, in the Midwest, if not the entire country. More snow than anywhere and very well kept and just the place to go.
Well, you've been doing it for years, and I'm just wondering if a guy has never ventured up there, what might be some resources he could use or what he might stay away from to schedule his first trip to that snow belt?
Fishweb.com is always a good one to check for trail reports and general information. There's a lot of links on there to the different places to stay and eat and stuff. They've got trail reports and everything, too. They do a nice job.
That's pretty interesting.
Ted, when you get up there, of course, you got to have a trail sticker on your machine, but are there any fees or anything that you need to worry about when you drive up, or are there, like, the trailheads you can just park and take off from there? How's that all work?
Trailheads are, you know, kind of all over the place, and, yeah, you just park and away you go. Once you've got the State of Michigan trail report, you're all set. They won't bother you then. The state's just got to have the sled just has to have a current state registration on it also. But, you know, most people will start their ventures from, you know, one of the cities or towns that has a number of different hotels and some places to eat and stuff. There is a number of places that you can dig up on the different travel websites and stuff throughout the UP to, you know, rent cabins and all to stay a little more remote than the cities. But they're, you know, the net, even with all that, there's not a lot of people up there.
So the trails are pretty wide open. You got a lot of powder, and you really don't have as much traffic as you get a lot in the lower peninsula.
A lot of the trails, you kind of, there's a variety of things you see, but I'd say most of them are wider, and you just don't cross plowed roads like you do down in the lower peninsula. It's a whole different experience.
Now, for somebody that hasn't been up there, are there trail maps that I can get maybe on my phone with a GPS, or are they paper, or what kind of resources are around like that?
There is. Michigan Snowmobile Association actually sells the Garmin packages for the GPSs, and there is maps. FishWeb has a link to all the maps for the different regions that they have snow reports for.
If you just tuned in, you're listening to the Grilling Guys. It is our winter special for ice fishing and snowmobiling, and we're on the live line right now with Ted Bocamp, an old friend of mine who is a snowmobile freak. He's had more snowmobiles, Joppy, than I've had grills. I'll tell you that much.
It is.
He gets a new one about every year. He's a wheeler dealer, so you never know what he's going to be riding, but it's always going to be fast. And I've had some fun riding with Ted, and he's. I can't keep up with him. The guy's just too fast for me. I'm a little bit of a grandpa the way I like. I like putzing through the woods. These guys, they get her done.
We're not as fast as we used to be, Bob. We kind of don't go any faster than we can see at this point.
Well,
got his snowmobile cheaters on.
I've done that a few times. he's the guy that gave me the nickname Big Head Bob because they couldn't find a helmet that would fit me.
They don't make them big enough.
Right. Stormy Cromer had an issue with that too. Yeah.
Yeah, well, me and Einstein, okay? Right. That's all I can say.
I think he might add some stuff in there though. I'm not sure. But anyway.
You're going to have a great trip, and I guess I'm so envious because you prioritize that time. I prioritize mine to be up at Whipple longer, and we both kind of make a trade-off there, and neither one of us can do both. But each time of the year, when I'm at Whipple, you're jealous of me, and when you take off up there, I'm jealous of you. So I'm gonna be ragingly jealous for days. So I hope you have a great trip and make my jealousy worthwhile.
We will. I appreciate you having me on.
Yeah, okay. All right, Ted. Have fun, be safe, and we'll talk to you again soon.
All right, thanks, guys.
All right. Yeah, that's quite a trip.
You know, what is that up there to Grand Marais? You're about 4 hours to the bridge. What, another couple hours
and
up there?
If you're
all?
Towing a trailer, and they have like a four place, there's like four guys. They have two groups of four guys that go up. They rent a cabin, and I mean, it's not that expensive, really. Their sleds, they're wheeler dealers. These guys are usually buying 2-year-old sleds, and they're really shrewd businessmen. So they're picking them up for $2,000 to $5,000 and buying and selling all the time. They don't have giant investments.
So what you're saying is they may not come home with the same sleds they left with.
Right. Well, that's been having to happen
that,
too.
That definitely happens.
Yeah, right.
And only out of necessity.
Yeah.
But they take a Suburban up in four place, and
just
it's
a great,
nice trip.
Just great time.
It's a great trip. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Bunch of cigars, some good Michigan microbrews, maybe something nice and warm like a nice Kentucky bourbon or something like
little
that.
Schnapps
you're all
in the goat
set.
Bag.
What about some rum?
Jerky.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Or some buttered rum, potentially. So we're going to be talking a little bit about buttered rum and how to put that together and what it looks like when we hit this last segment, little bonus segment for you. We're going to do a little man law as well.
But, yeah, so it's just kind of fun talking about Michigan in the winter. There's so many cool things, whether you're an ice fisherman or maybe you don't do any of this stuff. Maybe you're just sitting home right now in your jammies, wishing you could, thinking you're, you know, not up to it, or it's too much money, or you're, you know, just one of those guys that puts everything off.
Bob,
get outside.
Remember, there's no such thing as bad weather, just poor wardrobe choices.
That's right. That's a really good point.
All right.
From a guy wearing a Stormy, too.
Right. Coming up next, we're going to butter your rum. Stick with us. We'll be back.
Word goes round, it's winter carnival time. In goggles, boots, and a snowproof suit, your sweetheart's on your mind. You win the race and you see her face, and you know that she must feel you've won the seal.